Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan presents The Drive. Here's Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac.
Couple of these for you, Tyler. We'll do them. It's our guy, Travis. Guys, what am I missing? Mount Palumbis. The excitement level of the quarterback play? Don't we want the quarterback that gives us the best chance to win week in and week out? After the last several years, I just want to win the games at this point. Travis.
Mount Palumbis. Speak!
Well, it's definitely how coaches are going to think, for sure. I mean, coaches want to win. Vic Fangio has to win. I'm going to assume D-Mac's wrong. I'm going to make an assumption that Vic Fangio enjoys being a head coach. I'm going to make an assumption that he wants to continue to be a head coach and that he would rather be a head coach than a defensive coordinator. If he wants to continue to be a head coach, he has to figure out how to win football games right now, this year. So that question, 100% relevant to Vic Fangio's thought process. And quite frankly, to almost everybody's thought process in that building, because they're all on a one-year deal, more or less. You know, there's two trains of thought, though. There's the, are we giving real analysis of what we think people are thinking inside of the building, or are we giving our opinion of what we would personally rather see? Because you could look at it like this also. Okay, if Teddy Bridgewater gives you the best chance to win, well, how many more games? One, two?
Right.
How many more games does he give you the better chance to actually win?
Correct.
Well, it's really just the games that Drew Locke's going to lose, because Teddy Bridgewater doesn't bring anything to the table that Drew Locke can't do. Seriously. What does Teddy bring to the table that Drew doesn't have the capability of doing?
Nothing.
Nothing. It's just that Drew sometimes, unfortunately, has too many moments where he will lose you two or three games. So,
and on the opposite side, what could Drew do that Teddy can't?
Quite a bit. I mean, there's quite a bit, for sure. I mean, there are throws that Drew Locke can make that Teddy Bridgewater cannot, plain and simple.
Correct.
He's probably more mobile than Teddy Bridgewater. He brings a lot to the table that Teddy doesn't bring. Unfortunately, he brings the negative stuff as well. So, yeah, I think that question, totally relevant, and you got to play it towards Vic Fangio, because I personally think that Vic Fangio is going to want to continue to be a head coach, and he's going to want the quarterback that gives the best opportunity to remain a head coach.
It's kind of like, are you optimistic about this team or not? If you're optimistic, you can see the things that Drew can do for the team that Teddy can't. And if you're optimistic, you see, wow, that's got way more upside. Let's start there.
You know what's funny about that? I actually think almost the total opposite. If you're really optimistic about this team, you love your roster, you say, man, we're pretty dang good. I would play Teddy Bridgewater in a heartbeat, because then I would say, hey, I don't really care who my quarterback is. I just need a dude that's going to go out there and take care of business. And this team is good around him, and I feel like we're going to go to the playoffs despite who our quarterback is. I just can't have somebody go out there and lose me games. If I'm feeling desperate, and if I feel like, man, I don't care what, like, everything is so bad around the quarterback that unless my quarterback excels and does something unique, then I would go with Drew.
Well, I guess that goes to the argument. Do you need 17 points to win a game or 30 points to win a game?
Nowadays, you need 27. That's probably the magic number. Can Teddy Bridgewater get you to 27? I don't know. Drew Locke couldn't. So I can't say that Drew can get you to 27 because he didn't do that previously.
Let's see. Oh, Mount Palumbis. Does today's day off, wow, they're calling it a day off. Technically, it wasn't a day off. It was field day. Does today's day off reflect on why Peyton didn't draft a quarterback? Looks like he's not sold on this coaching staff.
Huh. Mount Palumbis. Speak!
You're going to have to do that one, buddy. I don't get that. I don't understand that.
I was hoping that made sense to you.
No, did not. Seriously, help me. I don't understand how that makes any sense.
Looks like he's not sold on his coaching staff.
Because of today's day off, he's not sold on his coaching staff?
And combine that with not drafting a quarterback.
No, don't get it.
Okay. And by the way, Justin Fields looks like crap in Chicago. No, I'm joking. Of course he doesn't. By the way, how about that, what they did? Oh, here's the Jacksonville story. Jacksonville said it's not a slam dunk that Trevor Lawrence is the starting quarterback.
Yeah, they're not named the starter.
Yeah.
You got to help me out. I can't even remember who they're back. Because I know. Gardner's number three or number four. Who is their backup QB right now?
Oh. Thank you so much. God bless y'all.
Is it? Is it? Is it Tebow?
No.
No, they signed somebody else.
Who was it?
That Garner's still on the team, though. I mean,
I know, but he's like number three.
CJ Beathard, right.
They traded for him, didn't they?
I think he signed a one-year deal in free agency, but I'll check.
All right.
Talk about just, like, dumb. But, I mean,
why are they so down on Gardner? That's what I don't get. I mean, you talk about a great backup quarterback. I would love to have Gardner Minshew as a backup quarterback.
Oh, we talked about him a ton here. Whatever. Sometimes NFL teams just play, you know, foolish games. Why aren't you just saying, yeah, Trevor's our guy? Clearly he's our guy.
Well, the reason you don't do that, and I'm not saying this makes sense, but you try to treat the NFL like it truly is a meritocracy, and you try to act like, hey, it doesn't matter who you are in this building, you have to earn the right to be the starter. Clearly, Trevor Lawrence is going to earn that right. He's already earned that right to be the starter. Dumb game to play, but that's why they play it.
Oh, man, I am seeing a crazy, fun conspiracy. It's not Hot Take Tuesday, but we got a great conspiracy theory on the text line right now. I'll share that with you coming up next.
Does your company make safety a top priority? Alliance Safety, Colorado's premier supplier of safety equipment, is here to help make it one. As an authorized distributor of 3M safety products and home to all pro gear, Alliance has a vast inventory of personal protective equipment designed to keep your workers safe, including fall protection, safety glasses, protective gloves, and gas detection solutions. Visit AllianceSafetyInc.net. Call 303-388-8766 or stop by the Alliance Safety Warehouse off I-70 and Tower today to lock up all your safety needs.
It's The Drive on Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan. Here's Tyler Palumbus and D-Mac.
You ready for this great conspiracy theory?
Let's go.
Who doesn't love a good conspiracy theory?
We need X-Files music or what?
Sure. New York Post.
Oh.
I'll lower my... can't do Drotar. I wish I could do Drotar.
Well, you should call Sean. Maybe he could read it for you.
New York... man, I just can't... we were around Sean today. That beard, by the way. Like, Sean Drotar is just, like, manly, except for throwing anything.
Oof. Yeah, he's got rough. A legit excuse, though.
He does. New York Post says Amazon may land Peyton Manning as NFL analyst. Yes. Well, these, I don't know if you guys know, but a lot of these Thursday night games, you got to watch on Amazon Prime. Like, if you just have, if you can't watch the, it won't be available anywhere else. How about that? Keep it going. Keep it, the good stuff's coming. I've said it a million times from a person I don't know. I've said it a million times. Jeff Bezos is going to buy the Broncos. The Amazon Bezos Manning relationship will then lead to Manning running the franchise if he wants to.
Oh.
How about that one for fun?
Whoa.
How about that one, conspiracy theory fans?
That's deep.
Raise your hand if you want Jeff Bezos to own the Broncos and have the team in partnership with Peyton Manning, because certainly it would be some sort of partnership. Who wants the Bezos-Manning partnership for the next 50 years? Because after Arch Manning is the Denver Broncos quarterback for 20 years, he will just go into management and ownership himself. So who wants Bezos-Manning for the next 50 years?
So, of course, I'd love to have Peyton Manning involved. What reasons do we have that we want Jeff Bezos? I mean,
he's a billionaire.
There's not a lot of them, but there's enough billionaires out there.
That's
true. What does that mean?
Fair point.
The fact that he's a billionaire, what does that mean?
Hey, fair point, man. There's other billionaires out there. And listen, it's not like Amazon and Bezos haven't taken their criticisms for certain workplace sort of situations. So I get you.
I just mean, why would we assume that Jeff Bezos would run? Maybe he would. Maybe he would run a fantastic team. I don't have any reason to be like, man, that's the guy that I just dream of. Jeff Bezos, like, gotta have him.
Well, it's fun to think of an owner.
I don't dream that way of anybody, for the record, though. I mean, there's not anybody out there that is capable of buying the Broncos that I feel like in the back of my mind, man, if that dude buys the Broncos, we're good. If Robert Smith buys the Broncos, yep, we're in good shape. If Bezos does it, if homeboy from Virgin, what's wrong with
Richard
me?
Branson.
Thank you, Richard Branson.
That's more on the Elway side.
You're right.
Necker Island. Yeah.
I don't have any reason to feel that any of these guys would run some successful organization.
Well, let me ask you this. How was it working for Paul Allen?
That was a really interesting situation, man, because, you know, I had every extreme of ownership and in between. I had, out there in Washington, I had Dan Snyder, who was the ultimate hands-on owner. He would fly his helicopter into practice and land on the practice field next to you and walk on over with his little security team.
He was a flashy billionaire.
A flashy billionaire.
He liked to remind everybody all the time he was a billionaire.
They'd like to remind you, had his Maybach parked outside the building, front row, and he would try to be involved in football operations, right?
Right.
So I had that end of the extreme. I had here in Denver, and Mr. Bolin was
not even close to a billionaire.
Well, not a billionaire, but in terms of hands-on ownership, see, I was at a weird spot with Mr. Bolin. So I don't know that my experience was the same as other people,
correct?
But my experience with Mr. Bolin was that he was present. You certainly saw him every single day, and I saw him on the elliptical every single day. However, I never felt his presence in meetings. I never felt his presence like he was doing anything showy. I knew he was there, but he allowed football to go on.
You know what's fascinating is the court case is all about that period of time with Pat Bolin.
Yeah.
That's what the court case isn't who's going to own the Broncos. It's to Pat Bolin's state of mind in terms of establishing the trust that was reconfirmed in like 2009.
Yeah.
Which is your time.
And looking back on it, I mean, quite frankly, I'm not qualified to answer whether he was in a proper state of mind or not, because that was the only state of mind that I knew.
Right.
Right?
Right.
So I'm not qualified to answer that.
Sure.
But then I had the other extreme, which was Paul Allen owned the Seattle Seahawks. He provided everything you could need.
Passive billionaire. Not showing off.
He built the Taj Mahal of NFL facilities.
What do you need?
We're on the water. I mean, we're looking at Mercer Island. We've got lazy boys all over the place. I mean, I'm telling you, other facilities have caught up, but at the time, the Taj Mahal.
Right.
But there was a point in time that after a year of playing there, I just finished up a game. It was a big win. We just beat St. Louis, and this guy walks through the locker room and he's shaking everybody's hands. And he looks important, but I don't really know who he is. Shakes my hand, and I turn to Sean Locklear and I go, "Who is that?" He said, "Are you kidding?
That's our owner.
That's Paul Allen.
That's all right."
I didn't even know who our owner was.
Okay.
Right. Now, did he provide an incredible workplace? Oh, yeah, man. Unbelievable work environment. Gave the resources, hired the right people,
yeah.
Empowered the right people.
Who was the president of the Seahawks back then?
Oh, that's a good question.
Like, who would you have known that was running,
well,
that where the
I mean,
stopped?
In my world, it was Pete Carroll.
Okay.
And John Schneider had the GM role, but
it's more Pete
Carroll.
Okay. Yeah.
He runs the Seattle Seahawks,
right.
Especially today.
Right.
There was somebody else. I'm drawing a blank on his name, but it was Pete for all intents and purposes. So, you know, I've been on all the extremes. I don't know what makes a billionaire qualified to own an NFL team other than, do you know how to hire the right people?
Correct.
That's what it comes down to.
Yep. Yep. Basically, that's it. I mean, that's ownership, essentially. First of all, you got to have the money, right? Obviously. And then you have to say, do you know how to hire people to do their jobs? Because if you got a billionaire owner who's just like Jerry Jones, who's just like is the GM too, or Daniel Snyder, you know that that's not the right way to do it. It's just not the right way to do it. We're having the problem with the Montforts and the Rockies. It's just not the right way to operate.
Bezos, here's a text. Bezos is a winner. Paul Allen wasn't the man at Microsoft. Bill Gates was. Bezos is the man at Amazon. Okay, what does that mean?
That doesn't matter.
Did Paul Allen run an incredibly successful organization with
course.
The Seahawks?
Course.
Yes.
Course.
I mean, what does that mean?
Yeah, Bezos is interesting. Well, I mean, okay, is Bezos more... Listen, I don't think Bezos would be like Jerry Jones or Daniel Snyder. I think he would be much more like Paul Allen. And the first thing he would do, I mean, this, the conspiracy theory is he hires Peyton Manning. Or he has a partnership. Manning would have an ownership stake along with him. But it really would be Peyton Manning running the organization.
You know what scares me a little bit with ownership is young money. So if you're a 45-year-old billionaire, and whether it's your money or you inherited the money, I don't really care. But young money, that you feel a little bit bored. You feel like you've got something that you want to work towards. You feel like you want to be overly invested. There's something to be said about people that have made their money. Yes, they're buying their hobby. Maybe it's more than a hobby. Maybe it's their passion. But they don't necessarily look at it like, man, I probably know as much as somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's what Dan Snyder was.
Well, this conversation will pick up steam much more in January and February of 2022, by the way. I mean, push will come to shove eventually around March of 2022. Will the team go to Brittany? Will the team be sold? Will there be a transition time where it might be Brittany running things for a while and then a decision is made maybe even in 2023? Don't know. And we have a little tasty treat before training camp, by the way. It's just not 6 weeks off of Broncos stuff. We do have the trial that starts in sort of early mid-July. And that is going to be something. And it looks like it is going to go to trial. Right now it is. I mean, it is scheduled. It's 4 weeks, I believe. It is right before and then ending at the beginning of training camp. It's not about who will own the Broncos or not, but it's going to be big time gossipy Broncos news day in and day out for, you know, the month of July. It's going to be nuts. And it really has been on the back burner. Nobody's really been thinking about it or talking about it because we're just with the nuts and bolts of football right now. But as things turn out, Tyler, the majority of the trial is going to happen when the team's on break. So all eyes will be on the trial during that time. It's going to be interesting.
That'll be the only story for sure.
That's right.
You get a break from Teddy versus Drew.
You do. We'll be in court where it's Amy and it's the bickering Bolins.
Have I said anything positive about Drew today?
You obviously hate him.
Yeah.
But important to note, you don't hate Drew Locke as much as we hate Kevin. Top six is next.